I have this little plaque on my in my office, on my desk. Familiar scripture, it says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I think Kelly Pearson gave me that, but a nice little thing to have on your desk. When I was younger, life was simpler and a lot more fun. At least that's my evaluation of life. And as you get older, there was a song many years ago, Don't Worry, Be Happy. And to me, as you get older, you find that a little bit more difficult to do. Just don't worry, be happy. Often it seems like the older you get, the more you have to worry about. And the less enjoyable life becomes. And the two sort of go hand in hand. Because you've got so much to worry about, the less, you know, life, less enjoyable life is. And so I started thinking about, you know, as you get older, you've got a list of things. And this is just a short list here. You could add a lot of things to it. You've got making a living. You got paying bills. You've got, if you have children, you got providing for a family. You've got maybe college tuitions. You've got, as you get older, sometimes you've got health issues that you worry about. Maybe you've got aging parents to worry about. You've got sometimes sickness and maybe a doctor's report. You've got endless responsibilities as you get older. And they just, I don't know, they just seem to build and build and build and build and build. Endless responsibilities. You've got taking, because you've accumulated so much stuff in your younger days, you've got taking care of all your stuff that you own. Of course, you've got the concept as you get older of facing death and the fear of death. You've got concerns about the future that you really never thought about when you were young. You've got fears of getting hurt as you get older. You've got reality sets in. You know, you're getting old. You're not going to be able to do the things you used to do. And sometimes you even think about the possibility of becoming a burden on others or family members or somebody may have to take care of you. And so I thought, man, you know, if I could write a book on how do you enjoy life as you get older, that would be a $1 million seller right there. How to enjoy life as you get older. Now, there's one thing that I thought about that may help. Sometimes I think it's necessary to unburden yourself. Because like I said, as you're younger, you accumulate a lot of stuff. And it may be necessary to just sort of cut loose of some of that stuff, to unburden yourself. You know, as Ron Dart mentioned, that the Israelites could only carry out of Egypt the stuff they could carry on their backs. They didn't have a whole caravan of stuff they carried out. They just had the stuff they could carry on their backs. And I was looking at, someone sent me a Facebook post, and it was a little, I thought it was really cool. I didn't show Teresa this. A little tiny home to live in. It consisted of like a living room and kitchen combination, one bath, one closet. Yeah, on like a little trailer that you could pull. And it was like, it had a price, $23,000. I thought that was sort of expensive, but I could build that for about $7,000. And they were just, that's how they were living. And it talked about unburdening themselves in a simple life. And it was what they have chosen, the kind of life now they had chosen to live. Of course, I mentioned this to Teresa and said, you know, it wouldn't matter to you, David. You would still spend all your time taking care of that little thing. You know, it's just you. You got to get used to you. You like doing things like that. And I think she's right about that. But as you get older, how to enjoy life. As you get older, it may take some in unburden, you know, getting rid of some stuff. And that's a personal decision. If you love taking care of that stuff, I guess that's one thing. Like I said, when I was younger, life was simpler and it seemed to be more enjoyable. And I thought about, well, what made that so? Why was that when I was younger? One of the things I picked up on is that I was totally, in my younger days, I was totally unaware of the commitment and sacrifice and dedication that my parents had made. that enabled me to have a simple life and to enjoy life. I don't know why I didn't catch on to that, but as young people, you don't think about that. They provided me with a home, shelter, clothing, food on the table, 3 meals a day. They encouraged me. They bought my first mini bike. And I love motorcycles, and so they purchased my first mini bike. Education, I wanted to take a home course on motorcycle mechanics. They paid for that. And so as I look back on this, what made my life simple was the fact that it was simple. What made it enjoyable was that somebody loved me so much. And it wasn't that my parents were not the type that didn't go around saying, "I love you" a lot, you know. Now, I do that in our family system, but it wasn't that they went around saying, I love you," or anything, but they backed it up by their actions, you know. There was never a doubt that I wasn't loved, by the way. It's just that they backed it up by their actions. And so I started thinking about this. Well, that's sort of what made it simple, that I had parents that took care of me. And so I think a transition has to be made as you get older, where you make that transition. As when you're young, you got your parents. As you get older, you got to make this transition over to God your Father, that He will take care of you. It's a mental thing. It's something you do in your mind or whatever. But I think of Psalms 23 and verse 1, such a powerful scripture. It says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Now, that doesn't mean that you're not ever going to want anything, but just I look at that as, sometimes we've got anxious frustrations that we're anxious about so many things. And that leads to often a life of fear. You know, we're just anxious and we worry about things and worry about things. But this scripture says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters." Just this morning we were on the deck, my wife and I, enjoying the morning. The coolness of the air, the sun coming up. Man, it was nice. Beautiful. "He restores my soul." Think about that. What's going on, you know, with you today? Okay, this scripture says, "He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk," and this is talking about getting older, "through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy, and You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." So like I said, I think a transition has to occur, that in my younger days, this simpler life that I had was because I had parents that took care of me. And when we get older, we got to make that transition. I'll never forget when we took Rebecca and left her at college, to go to college. And it was tough, because up until that point, as a parent, I felt like I could take care of her. I could be there as a father, physically, and I, you know, in other ways, take care of her. And so I had to come to this point where I said, "Okay, God, I'm leaving this up to You now. I can't be there with her. There's no way." And so now it's up to You to take care of her. So, again, I think we have to make that transition in our older days where we look to God. Because back when I was young, I was totally unaware of the commitment, sacrifice, dedication that my parents had made for me. And the bottom line is, God says, "I will take care of you." That's comforting to know as you get older. It's sort of funny. I mean, I still worry a lot and about things. It was just a few nights ago. Rebecca was gone and over at a friend's house, and I woke up about 2:00 in the morning. I thought, she's not home yet. And I go down in the living room and I start worrying and start praying, and I look outside and the car is not there. At least I thought it wasn't. It was actually, she had parked it under the carport, and I couldn't see the carport. I thought, the car's gone. She's not here yet. 2:00 in the morning. And, you know, I pray about that and worry about that, and, you know, you try to have faith. And And so I said, well, I'll get my little iPad out and I'll send her a message. I said, where are you? You know, when are you coming in? She said, what are you talking about? I'm in the bed. I've been home for hours. And I said, because I just assumed that car was gone. I thought, man, I worried over nothing. I just worry because I like it, I guess. I mean, it's fun to do. I don't know what we get out of this or not. You know, maybe we are getting something out. But, you know, on our refrigerator, Teresa put a saying. It says, when you choose to worry, you are choosing not to trust God. When you choose to worry, you're choosing not to trust God. So when I was younger, yeah, life was simpler and it seemed to be more enjoyable. And how do you enjoy life as you get older? In Matthew 6 and verse 31, Jesus said this. Matthew 6 and verse 31, he says, therefore, take no thought. Man, that's a statement right there. Take no thought, saying, what shall we eat or drink, or what shall we be clothed? And for after these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God. Now there is a condition there. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. This is, you know, that little, therefore take no thought. You know, again, I think back when I was younger, life was simpler. One of my greatest concerns when I was young was just keeping my car clean. That's all I had to worry about, cleaning my car. And if I kept my car clean, I was happy. You know, maybe getting ready for a date, dating Teresa or something like that. I worked at Sales Knitting, making $3.25 an hour. That was minimum wage back in the 80s. And I brought home maybe $150, $170. I had enough to put some fuel and go out and eat and make that car payment, by the way. I did make that car payment. But that was it. And that, it was a simpler life. But I didn't worry about a lot of things back then. And it's strange, some of the things that we worry about today. Back then, I would take off on my dirt bike. I'd be riding around out here, through here, and I had a jump right here. I'd jump that road right there. And I'd take off, and we had trails, and I'd go to Fort Mountain, which is about 10 miles over here. We'd have all kinds of trails that led there. And when I would ride a bike back then, the goal was to push it to the limit, to go as fast as you possibly can. I mean, it was always the goal. I mean, just push it. Flying through the woods, they didn't have cell phones back then. You know, I think about that, man, you know, if something happened, I guess I'd just lie out there and get rot and your bones would decay because no one would ever find you. I mean, this was way out there. But this little thought, this little saying, therefore, take no thought, is exactly what I did back then. I didn't worry about it. Ansel talks about riding horses. She'd do the same thing. She'd ride up in the mountains. My mother, they didn't know where she was. She'd just ride and ride and ride and you know, just not worried at all. Therefore, take no thought. It's what I call the benefit of ignorant bliss. but there's something to that. There's something about when you get older, we play it a little too safe from time to time. I mean, it's just like we're so worried that something's going to happen. And I think the difference between back then of what I was doing, I didn't think about it. Matthew 18 and verse 3 says, and said, verily I say unto you, except you be converted and become like little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. How do you become like a little child when you're in your 60s or when you're in your 50s or when you're in your 40s or whatever? How do you become like a little child? Well, it says be converted. But you know, the bottom line is you just didn't worry that much back then, did you? You just didn't, you know. You didn't. I mean, I don't know why. As we get older, we become good at having what I call a negative faith. Almost like it's, you know, we think about what could go wrong. It's a mindset. We just go around to this negative faith of all the things that could happen. And you know, they say that 95% of the things that we worry about never happen. But this is negative faith that goes on. I think it's serious when you have that, because Hebrews talks about, take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. I looked at that word up, an evil heart of unbelief. And what it is, it's a negative disbelief. It's when you take your minds down those channels and just continue, just worry and worry about all the things that could happen. It's dangerous. The worst case scenario, you know, you think about the worst case scenario. And, you know, that scripture talks about they could not enter into the promised land because of this evil heart of unbelief. I think it's serious business when you worry to that extent. Another thing I think we need to do as we get older is to learn to enjoy the simple life again. Yeah, I tell you. Sometimes we're too busy to enjoy the simple life. When's the last time you just came home and did nothing? Just relax. Just take a nap or something. Lie in the hammock or just do nothing. It's almost like we think it's a sin to do nothing. You know, I sometimes think we got it backwards here. What may be sinful is our busy, busy life, where we never take the time to enjoy the simple life. Just this morning, I was looking at my cat, and he's sprawled out. I thought, man, that thing has it made. I'll look at my dogs sometimes out there, and they'll find a sunny spot, you know, in the yard, all four of them. They're just passed out. I thought, man, those animals have it made. I really believe that there's something to that we're supposed to get out of that. When you look at the animal kingdom, because they have characteristics about them. Well, let me just, I love this little story here. Let me just share this. I might have shared this before, but it is so touching. Things we can learn from a dog. Listen closely. Never pass up the opportunity to go for a joy ride. I'm thinking right now, riding, getting on my bike, or maybe getting in your car with the top down, and just never pass up the opportunity to go for a joy ride. Allow the experience of fresh air and the wind in your face to be pure ecstasy. When loved ones come home, always run to greet them. And when it's in your best interest, practice obedience. Interest, practice, you know, we're talking about dogs here. Yeah. Take naps and stretch before rising. Run, romp, and play daily. Eat with gusto and enthusiasm. I definitely got that one down. Right? Be loyal. Never pretend to be something that you're not. If what you lie is buried, dig until you find it. When someone is having a bad day, be silent, sit close by, and nuzzle them gently. Thrive on attention and let people touch you. Avoid biting when a simple growl will do. On hot days, drink lots of water and lay under a shade tree. That sounds good. When you're happy, dance around and wag your entire body. No matter how often you're scolded, don't buy into that guilt thing and pout. Run right back and make friends. Delight in the simple joy of a long walk. Yeah, I mean, there's things that, you know, and I think, you know, that's some of the things that we can do. You know, like I said, the older you get, the more you have to worry about, or the less enjoyable life is. If you do what natural, that's true. But God calls us to do unnatural things. Yeah. So just a rehearsal there. Here, number one, unburden yourself. Two, just like your parents took care of you when you were younger, God will take care of you when you're old. Learn to trust Him. Third, take no thought, not to worry. Don't practice an evil heart of negative faith. Learn to enjoy the simple life again. Take time just to enjoy life. And I think one of the things that we can't get around is this. You know, when you're younger, you don't think about your mortality. But you just don't worry about that. But as you get older, you start thinking about, I am mortal, and my body is wearing out. And you have to think about those things. You really do. And I like this scripture in 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 16. It says, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. You know, if you want to take stock in something, take stock in that inward man being renewed day by day. If you want to focus on something, focus on that. Not that the outward man is perishing, but that the inward man is being renewed day by day. You know, I think of the Sabbath day, how that God, after He created all things, He rested on the Sabbath day. And I think it must have been an observation of what he had just accomplished. You know, this has been accomplished. And I think we need to do that. It's on the Sabbath, but to evaluate your progress as a Christian. You know, in other words, to look at your life and say, okay, what have I accomplished? You know, to evaluate the last 7 days, to evaluate the last year, 2 years. You know, there are things I used to like that were wrong, now I don't. I am making progress in this area. I am growing. To consider that on a at least a weekly basis, to look back at your life and realize, okay, I am moving in the right direction. I want to just leave with this scripture here. The disciples had failed to cast out, I think, a devil here. But Jesus said this. Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove. And nothing shall be impossible unto you. And just like this little thing I keep on my desk, it says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. This verse says, nothing shall be impossible with God. Nothing shall be impossible. Not even the task of getting old.